I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone here this evening. There are a lot of Yerushalayim residents, out of Yerushalayim residents, and a lot of tourists. We welcome you all tonight. I just want to take a moment before we begin to introduce you to La'ela. La'ela is an organization working in conjunction with the OU Center, and it's designed to bring Torah programs, social programs to the community of women in Yerushalayim and really beyond. As you see from the flyers, if you received one as you came in, for our upcoming program in Kislev, in Cheshvan Kislev, what we're trying to do is just build various programs based on what you have asked us to do and grow and become more and more beneficial to you and to the community of women. So my name is Rifty Siegel, and I encourage you, my phone number is on all the information that you receive for any La'ela programs. I encourage you to ask me any questions that you have, to call me and contact me if you have any ideas, any questions as we grow this program together. In particular, especially for the tourists who are here, we are running a very unique and special women's trip to Israel. OU Israel and La'ela together is running a program in the middle of February, and our base is going to be here in Yerushalayim, but it will be the most exciting, fascinating, meaningful trip to Eretz Yisrael that will be most memorable. Okay. It is now my pleasure, my honor, to introduce to you this evening Rabbanit Yemima Mizrahi. Rabbanit Mizrahi really needs no introduction to you. And yes, surprise, she does speak English. And you'll see, she does a lot of things. But it is really an honor to us for us to have her here to help us connect to the Ruach of Hoshana Rabbah this evening so that we can really make the most of this Yontif of Hoshana Rabbah. Rabbanit Mizrahi.
תודה רבה, שלום. מועדים לשמחה. תתקה טובה. That's what we should say this evening and tomorrow. You will help me with my English, please, because after 6 days of eating, it became even worse. So it's very brave for me, from me, to stand here and speak about Hoshana Rabbah, because Hoshana Rabbah is really a day of that no one understands. Be'emet, it's all Kabbalah. It's all so, so high, and we really speak about it, but we don't touch the essence of this day. It's really something beyond our understanding, but that's the chen of Hoshana Rabbah. We don't understand anything, and we still sit and talk about it. We take the aravot and beat with them, Rama! Kacha, and the chen of doing it brings upon us so much love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the day of doing things because Hashem said with no understanding. That's the chen of the Arava. Who is the Arava? Look at the four minim, arba'a minim, the etrog, the lulav, the hadas. They are all so mesudarim, so Litaim. And suddenly, this Arava, this breast lever, so pua, so, and it falls, and it's not Zen, it's not Mesudar, and it's not, what's her chen of the Arava? The simplicity. Doing things out of Emunah. We do this, be'emet, strange thing, which we are going to try and understand this evening, to beat 5 times on the floor, on the ground, with a poor Arava, and we say, we are doing now minhag nevi'im, what the nevi'im used to do, and we believe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is really logical. Vezeh nechmad. That's the work of Hoshana Rabbah. This evening is so, so important. The Lashon, the Zohar says, פתקים יוצאים מבית מלכה. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, the three books were opened. Books of the righteous, books of the Rishaim, books of the Benonim. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this evening, closes the three books. It's called Ptakim, the notes, with our verdict. What kind of year Am Yisrael is going to have? What kind of year you are going to have? This happens this evening. And we have the last chance to stop those notes from coming. David HaMelech revealed the secret of this day. The difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, say Chazal, is that Moshe was a great tefillah person, but he did not know when chatzot time is due. When is chatzot? Chatzot is a huge moment of mercy, of rachamim. The sky is opened on chatzot, especially this night's chatzot. A big moment of tefillah. And Moshe Rabbeinu did not know precisely when Chatzot is. That's why he says, Kach Chatzot halayla, ani yotze betoch Mitzrayim. Approximately at midnight. Kach Chatzot. Comes David HaMelech, the Ushpizin of Hoshana Rabba, and reveals to us the exact second of Chatzot Halayla, this great moment of Tefillah. How did he know when Chatzot was? There was a big what above his head. Some say it was a violin, some say it was a nettle. איך אומרים?
Harp,
נכון. And the wind came בדיוק at the time of Chatzot, of midnight, and it made noise, and he knew when Chatzot was. Chatzot laila akum lehodot lach. And he told us that this evening, evening of Hoshana Rabba, on the time of 11 and 29 minutes precisely, this evening, you can change all the verdict that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas v'Shalom wrote on Yom Kippur and on Yom Rosh Hashanah. And it depends on our tefillah during that mamash second and minute. 11:29, Chatzot halayla be'eretz Yisrael. The sky is opened. And I will say a weird thing, and we are going to understand it later, Be'ezrat Hashem. The Mekubalim, on that moment, 11:29, used to go out to the street and look if they have a shadow. If chas v'shalom, they saw no shadow, or chas v'chalila, the shadow was not complete, something was missing, they knew they had to pray hard, 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 because chas v'chalila, it means they won't live this year. It's a Zohar in Parashat Emor, it's not an invention. If they saw they had a shadow, they knew they will live. Of course, it's forbidden to do it for us. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we will explain later this evening the depth of this act. What did they do? Mahem asu. What I want, first of all, is that we try and stop all the gzerot on this time, 11:29, and we used to say chapter, that's what the Ben Ish Chai says, Kuf Mem Dalet. Kuf Mem Dalet in Tehillim, 11:29, it's the Mizmor of protection of David HaMelech. Please, Hashem, protect me from all evil. That's the secret he told us. How? How can we stop a gzera? Let's learn the beautiful midrash of Vezot HaBracha. You know it's a big Kuf Mem Dalet. 144. Nachon? Yeah. You know the Chatam Sofer used to say to his students, not used to, he told his students, you know, I passed Rosh Hashanah, I passed Yom HaKippurim, I did not pass Hoshana Rabbah. And he passed away on Kaf Hei Betishrei. He said the verdict of Rosh Hashanah, it was okay. The verdict of Yom Kippur was okay. But I see that Hoshana Rabba, Chas V'Shalom. What can we do to stop a gzira? To say a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Freeze. It's politika achshav. How can he freeze the gzira? How do we do it? Let's learn the midrash of Vezot HaBracha, the last parasha on Sefer Dvarim. It's a great zchut to read the midrash of Vezot HaBracha. And that's what it says. I will read it in Hebrew and you will translate. No, I will. Eser mitot ktuvot al Moshe. The death of Moshe Rabbeinu is written 10 times in the Torah. קרבו ימיך למות, ומות בהר. הנה אנוכי מת, ידעתי כי אחרי מותי, ואף כי אחרי מותי, לפני מותו, בין 120 שנה במותו. Why is it written 10 times? It says that Moshe Rabbeinu has to go. Because 10 times, הקדוש ברוך הוא said enough, that's a גזירה. And every time, the גזירה could not come on Moshe. It was 9 times. The 10th time it caught Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gzera. Lama. Listen to the amazing words of the Midrash. Amar Moshe Rabbeinu, כל כך הרבה פעמים ביקשתי על עם ישראל רחמים ומיד קיבל ממני. אני שלא חטאתי מנעוריי, לא כל שכן כשאתפלל על עצמי יקבל ממני. He says, I know, it's a horrible gzera not to get into Eretz Israel, but I've cancelled already so many gzerot on Am Israel. They've sinned so many times, and I succeeded to cancel the gzera when I prayed for them. So, I'll pray for myself just before entering Eretz Israel, and Hashem will listen to me. I have no sins. Listen to the words of the Midrash. ראה הקדוש ברוך הוא שקל הדבר בעיניו של משה ואינו עומד בתפילה מיד, קפץ ונשבע, לא תעבור את הירדן הזה. You put off the תפילה, משה רבנו. You say, I will pray for it tomorrow, after tomorrow. חבל, the גזירה now, you cannot stop it. What does it mean? The Midrash tells you, when you feel something missing, when you lack something, when you don't chas v'shalom have children, when your children chas v'shalom make problems, when your husband is not nechmad, when you are nervous, you must stand that very minute and make tefillah. If you say, tomorrow I will go to the Kotel and pray for it, it may be too late. ואני תפילתי לך השם את רצון. What does it mean? When you have רצון for something, an urge for, that's the time to make תפילה. Don't postpone it. That's the translation of the word נא. אנא השם הושיע נא. הושע נא. נא means in Hebrew what?
Please.
No? Na, now. We want Mashiach, na. Na, I will explain the word na in Hebrew. Na, I think the word is raw. It's basar before cooking. איך אומרים?
Raw.
Anna Hashem Hoshiach, na. Maybe it's not my time to get married yet. Maybe it's not my time to be rich yet. אבל I want עכשיו. I want it now. Even before the time comes, I want my Yeshua עכשיו. Says the Midrash, if you feel sadness and you don't translate it this very minute to tefillah, it will turn out to aggression, anger, frustration, depression, addiction to the Facebook, overeating. Mamash kacha. So what will I say that very minute that I feel the urge, the sadness? This is what David HaMelech came to the world for. We have shacharit. Avraham made shacharit. We have mincha. Yitzchak made mincha. We have ma'ariv. Yaakov made ma'ariv. But now it's not shacharit. It's not mincha. It's not ma'ariv. And I feel an urge. Et ratzon. For this you have tehillim. And Chazal called David HaMelech the fourth galgal. Wheel of the carriage. Galgal revi'i b'merkava. Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov are three wheels. It's not enough. It won't go that way. You have to have the fourth wheel. The tehillim. Whenever you feel et ratzon, I'm not satisfied, Rali, I'm depressed. Take that tehillim book. Look how David HaMelech translated all the urges, all the sadness, all the happiness, all the love he had into words, into tefillah. This evening, we have to stand at the time of Chatzot, and if you missed it, lo nora, tomorrow morning is also good. And say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anna Hashem, Hoshia Na, Achshav, I can't wait anymore. Translate all the fears you have into tefillah. It's a great, Rabbi Chaim Falaji writes, he was a big mekubal, whatever you ask on the evening, on Chatzot evening of Hoshana Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you. He says it. So how can we argue with it? Mamash. That's the Arava. The Arava depends on water. Arvei Nachal. It needs water and a lot more than all the three other minim. You know that the Aravot we have to change every 2 days, every day. The Etrog lo, the Lulav lo, the Hadas lo, the Aravot need desperately water. What was the first tefillah in the world? When Adam HaRishon prayed for Mayim. And the verdict of Hoshana Rabbah is about Mayim. Hamayim ha'olam nidon al hamayim. I will tell you what is the translation of the word Hoshana in Lashon HaKodesh. Hoshana is the voice of trees when they move. וכל עצי השדה ימחאו כך, רבי יונתן בן עוזיאל translates, ישענון. Hoshana is the prayer, the tefillah of the trees and of the plants for water. And when we do this with the Arava, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring us whatever we need. We are so thirsty to Geula. So this evening is a day of tefillah. It's not an easy day. It's a day of separation. Chassidim, tomorrow, before Simchat Torah enters, used to sit in the sukkah, eat something mezonot, and then ask permission from the sukkah to leave it until the next year. They used to kiss the walls of the sukkah. We do it, all the children kiss the sukkah and say, Shalom sukkah, Shalom sukkah. And then it is not allowed to turn the back to the sukkah. Whenever you go out for the last time, you say Shalom to the sukkah. Like in the Kotel, you don't turn your back to it. It's separation from the summer. Be'ezrat Hashem. It's separation from the uspizim. The four minim are separated from one another. And Hashem says a sentence I've never seen in all the Midrash. If someone of you knows somewhere else that Hashem says this, I will be very sad. He says, what a sentence! Kasha alai predatchem. It's so hard for me. Hashem says it's hard for me. Kasha alai predatchem. Your separation is so hard for me. We'll understand soon this beautiful, beautiful sentence. What is the power of the Arava? I will come back to my question. Who is the Arava? Chazal says, the Chida says, someone that has fears during night. You cannot fall asleep. You have bad thoughts. You take the leaves of the Arava after it was beat, put it under your pillow. You will have good dreams. That's the Chida, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulay. He says, when you go far away, you take with you a few leaves of the Arava after you beat it. What is the power of the Arava? Ma ze ha'arava hazot? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Arava is the power of all Yisrael arevim ze laze. The way you are towards one another, that's my geula. I want you to love each other. I want you to stop machloket between you. You know that when we take the aravot, we say ani vahu hoshi'ana. We hope that this year we will have geula, and you too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When will you have already your geula? When Hashem says kasha alai predatchem, he means your separation from one another is so hard on me. We could already have Bet HaMikdash. We could already have Mashiach. We could already have Korbanot. Ve'arva l'Hashem Minchat Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. And you still quarrel. And you still have Machloket. And you still... Horrible things. I was sent to one kehila abroad, I won't say where, and there is a big machloket between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. They don't say shalom in the street. They don't learn in the same schools. And they called me, of course, to make shalom. So they came to the shiur, and the Ashkenaziot sat here, and the Sfaradiot sat here, and they did not even say shalom to each other. And I came back to Israel and I told my husband it was such a failure. And then they called me again. They want me to come back. And I said, Lama, it was horrible. They said it was the first time that both of them came to the same halakha. Why? You know how a Kadosh Baruch Hu is sad. Kasha alai pridatchem, ma atem osim. The thing that we have, first of all, to lekabel aleinu. איך אומרים לקבל עלינו? To accept, first of all, is not speaking לשון הרע about אף אחד מעם ישראל, and the שפת אמת promises. Someone that this evening says to Hashem, Hashem בבקשה, help me from speaking לשון הרע this evening, will see a huge סייעתא דשמיא. Why? He says, ערבה דומה לשפתיים. ערבה, the leaves of the ערבה look just like your lips. And he says, the שפת אמת, why do we have two lips? Why don't we have only one? Because the mouth has two good powers. The power of speech, the power of shtika. Not saying lashon hara, not responding when someone is rude to you. He says the day of Hosha'ana Rabbah is neshika. When you kiss, the lips are closed. That's the leaves of the Arava. Today, you accept upon yourself, I don't speak lashon hara anymore. That's the only way that your mouth could be opened to Torah on Simchat Torah. If you accept on yourself, on the day of Hosha'ana Rabbah, I don't speak Lashon Hara anymore, please Hashem help me, you will see how your mouth is going to be opened to Torah and Tefillah on Simchat Torah. That's why it's a great, great day to lehitpalel on our children. Hashem saved them from speaking Lashon Hara. Save them from other people speaking about them Lashon Hara. And bizchut ha'arava, the lips of the arava, ve'ha'arev na, את דברי תורתך בפינו, ובפי צאצאנו, ובפי צאצאי צאצאנו. I want my children, because I accept now to be ערבה. כל ישראל ערבים, pleasant, זה לזה. My children will have the Torah ערבה, pleasant, in their mouths. והערבנה, ערבה בגימטריה is זרע, children. And if our children won't have Torah, Who needs children for? Children are Torah. And that tefillah of Shmini, of Hoshana Rabbah is, V'ha'arevna edivrei Torahcha befinu. I want my children to be Talmidei Chachamim. Hashem says, only if you don't speak Lashon Hara at home. Only that way they can take out from their mouth Divrei Torah. Children are Torah. I read such a beautiful story. People after the Holocaust came back to their small town, Ayara, to their Bet Knesset. It was Simchat Torah. And all the Bet Knesset was ruins. No chairs, no Aron, no Sefer Torah. And they said, it's Simchat Torah. We have to dance today and we have no Sefer Torah. Suddenly, they saw a young mother, a survivor, holding a baby in her hands. There were no babies then. She succeeded to save this small baby. And they asked her, can we dance with your little baby as if it is the Sefer Torah? And she said, yes, of course. And they described how they danced with this little baby, this little Sefer Torah in Yerushalayim, in Mekor Baruch lived Rabbi Ben Sion Abba Shaul. And he was very old and sick. But near his house in Mekor Baruch, there was Sukkat David, the Talmud Torah. And he got up every morning to wait for the Hasa'ah of the children from the Talmud Torah. He let no one take out the children. He used to stand in front of the big car and say, Ptichat HaHechal. Now I open the Aron HaKodesh. And he takes the children and kisses them one by one. Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah. Every one of them, he used to take them down from the Hasa'ah. We have to lehitpalel on our tongue, on our arevim, ze laze. And what's the greatest thing? We must accept on us this day. We have to have ma'or panim. To smile at everyone we see. The Chafetz Chaim was very old and very sick. His Talmidim say that he used to stand very old in front of the mirror and making strange partzufim. And they told him, "Ma tao se?" He says, "I'm so already very old. I don't see well and I want to practice smiles so I can smile to people even before I recognize them, that it will be so automatic. My ma'or panim." You know, Hagaon Mivilna says, Milchemet Gog u'Magog, the war of Gog u'Magog, occurs in Hoshana Rabbah. And he says, it is 3 hours, 3 very hard hours. One of them, says the Chafetz Chaim, was the First World War. One of them, he prophesied, it was before he saw it, was the Second World War. And the third Gog u'Magog will take, Gaon Mivilna says, only 12 minutes. 12 horrible minutes on Hoshana Rabbah. And who will be saved, he says? Only someone that will have ma'or panim. That smiles to people. That greets people. Americans have it, be'emet, I have to say. The Mashiach is American. Sparadi, of course. No, be'emet, you have ma'or panim. It saves you. Be'emet, mamash, it gives you life. Now I want to explain what the Mekubalim say. What does it mean someone has no shadow? When do you have a shadow? When you have light on you, you have a shadow. In the middle of the night, who has a shadow? That's why they say don't do it. If you go out now to Keren HaYesod, you won't have any shadow, Neshama. Be'emet. So what does it mean to go in the middle of the night and look for my shadow? If I have an enlightened face, I will have necessarily a long life this year. That's for sure. If you want Hashem, Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha, to look at you with an enlightened face, you have to have an enlightened face. Hashem Silcha. Hashem is your shadow. When you say Hashem, I love you, Hashem says, my daughter, I love you. When you say Hashem, you make my life so hard, Hashem tells you, my daughter, you make my life so hard. When you say, I want to do whatever you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, I want to do whatever you want, my daughter. Hashem tzilcha al yad yaminecha. When you have an enlightened face, you will have an enlightened year. And the hardest is to have an enlightened face at home. Like my children always tell me, Ima, chaval, that your students don't see you like this now, yelling at us. It's the hardest thing. It's written, Shalom, shalom, l'rachok v'l'karov, amar Hashem. Says the Maharal, why is it written, Shalom, l'rachok v'l'karov? It should be the opposite. Shalom, l'karov. Velarachot, he says, no. It's so easy to smile to someone you don't know. Someone with very high heels steps on you on the bus. You say, lo nora, it's okay. It happens with your neighbor. It happens with your husband. I hate you. It happens with yourself. You step on yourself. I hate me, Dad. The closer we get to us, the less we have ma'or panim. I can't tell you how ma'or panim helps. A journalist asked me, come on, Yemima, after the shiur, so many women come to you and say, Aravani tavrachi oti, I want a bracha from you. Does it really help? I remember once going to a Rav Avadia Yosef, told him, what can I do after the shiur? They come and they say, tavrachi oti. He says, when someone comes and asks a makdecha, איך אומרים makdecha? נכון. The things my husband sleeps with. He loves his tools. I'm always jealous of his tools. The way he looks at them. So when someone comes and asks you for a makdecha, you don't give it and say, I hope it will work. I don't know if you will succeed. You give it because someone asks you. Nachon? So when someone comes and says, give a bracha, you have to lechaven that Hashem gives the bracha and you only want this woman to be happy. So she says, does it really help your brachot? And I said, it helps that very moment. When she sees me, areva, involved with her pain, with her hopes, it helps. Zekef. And I have to tell you something that happened to me. I have no explanation for it. There is a woman, a baron, on our shiur, on Shchunat Pat. Every time she looks like be'emet, a dry tree. Always when I see her, I remember, it reminds me of a tree with no water. And 19 years, and she comes and says, I start the shiur and says, Yemima, you forgot me, Aliza Bat Yakut. And I say, everyone say amen, Aliza Bat Yakut. And a few months ago, I look at her and I say, Dai, how much can we give brachot and brachot? She was in such horrible pain. And I told her, I don't know why. I told her, Aliza, you are pregnant. You will see. And then she stopped coming. And then I heard 2 weeks ago that she was pregnant. And I told my husband, this is the explanation of the words, Imo anochi batzara, achaltzehu. When you are areva, involved with someone's pain, you will have the power to take him out of there. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, vayar besivlotam. He looked at their pain. It really can. It doesn't happen to us a lot. But sometimes you think of the pain of someone. She's still not married. She's still doesn't have shalom bayit. Her son doesn't still make tshuva. And you make a huge tefillah for her. You have the koach to take her out of her distress. Ze mamash kacha. And that's what Hashem wants from us this evening. Ma'or panim. To have an enlightened face. Shammai says, Heze mekabel et kol ha'adam besever panim yafot. Who says it? Shammai, it's not Hillel. Hillel is the nice person, the one. Shammai says to you, don't think it's tzedakah. Don't think it's being nice. It's really din. Everyone that you see, to smile to him, to give him hope. The Gaon Mivilna used to say, the greatest gmach you have is ma'or panim. When you give a happy face, a smiling face to someone you meet, to your adolescent boy or girl, how much they need ma'or panim. To your husband. You know, Hebrew is a very, very hard language. If you don't speak gently, Hashmi'ini et kolech ki kolech arev, va'arava reminds us to speak words arevim pleasant. If we don't speak pleasantly in Hebrew, arev, pleasant, is the shoresh of the word ivrit, Hebrew, it becomes evra. Evra is also the root of Hebrew and it means anger. Hebrew can sound so angry. It doesn't have gentle sounds like English. Mashlomech. It is mashlomech. It's not like French. Mashlomech. It has really, if you don't speak Hebrew gently, it sounds angry. Zekacha. Hashem made the language with very rough sounds, so you will have to speak very, very be'adinut. And I saw a beautiful story. A woman said she had the GPS in her car. And she says, how come this woman... לרפואת משה חיים בן רבקה. My friend's little son, that it is now in emergency room, very, very sick. She already lost a girl from this very disease. And she is so brave. And she has such emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save Be'ezrat Hashem this boy of hers. Moshe Chaim ben Rivka.
Amen.
אמו אנוכי בצרה, אחלצהו. בעזרת השם. That's what will happen. She said, I go into my car and I listen to the GPS. A woman telling my husband what to do. My husband hates when someone tells him what to do. But to her, he listens. And I drive with him and I ask myself, how come when I tell him something during driving, he looks at me with murderer's eyes, stop it, you disturb me. And when she speaks, he listens to her. And she says, then I discovered the secret. She speaks gently. In 200 meters, turn left. In 200 meters, turn to the left. When he makes a mistake, she says, I choose another alternative. She's not angry. She's not yelling. And the most important thing, when we get home, she says, welcome. She says, when last did I speak so gently? You know, I am a lawyer by profession. I meet so many couples, and that's the thing husbands say about their wives. She yells. She is yelling. She has a high voice. One husband told me once that when he comes home, he stays 1 hour asleep in his car under the house before he goes up because it's so hard for him to listen. He knows she will scream at him. Mamash kacha. We have to accept upon ourselves to speak gently. Arev. Hashmi'ini et kolech. Ki kolech arev umar'ech naveh. Harav Kook explains it beautifully. He says, why does Hashem create a person when he is a baby? Baby really are nothing doers. They don't have, they are not mo'ilim. Why doesn't Hashem create the human being when he can bring beneficial, bidiyuk. Women at 2 years, men at 54. It was Lashon Hara. Ono Shana Rabba. Why doesn't Hashem? And he says, because we have a very beautiful thing to learn from a baby. What? A baby speaks with hevel. מה זה הבל?
העולם עומד על הבל תינוקות של בית רבן. What does the word הבל means? Why do we love babies? They speak with a lot of air going out of their mouths. When the small baby does you want to eat him, נכון? When they say he says, Rav Kook, that's what Hashem wants us to learn from them. Why don't you speak with air? Why when you speak you finish all the CO2 in the air? We have to speak with heaven. Shalom. Ma shlomcha. We speak so rough, so hard. We yell so much. You know, the sukkah is the best educator. Why? We don't yell because we have names. So you say, don't do it again. We don't dare because so it educates us. And we have guests every evening, all the 7 ushpizim. So we have to behave ourselves. Mamash kach. Tov. Yesterday, I live in Sha'ar Chesed. Rav Kanievsky and Rabbanit Kanievsky came to Sha'ar Chesed, and the ma'or panim of this man and the ma'or panim of this woman. You know that that's what Hashem asks you when you go to Olam Haba Ad 120. Himlachta chavercha alecha. Did you make your friend feel like a king or like a queen? Lo nechon, says the Gemara on Shabbat. There are 6 questions that you are being asked when you go up there. Ma? Vehaya emunat itecha. Chosen yeshuot chokhmat vadat. I will explain. Vehaya emunat. Nasata venatata ve'emuna, on your business you were honest. Itecha kavata itim la Torah, did you learn Torah? Chosen, strength. The question is, asakta bepriya urviya, did you want to be a ima? Did you want your children to be ima and abba? Yeshuot. Tzipita leYeshua. Did you wait for the Mashiach? Chochma. Did you make pilpul in the Torah? Vada'at. Did you learn davar mitoch davar? One thing from another. Comes Eliyahu Hanavi. In the book he wrote, Tana Deve Eliyahu, and he says, no. Hashem doesn't ask you these 6 questions. He asks only one. Himlachta chavercha alecha. Did you make your friend a king or a queen? Why does he say a different thing? It's not a different thing. When you have the koach to make your friend feel like a queen or like a king, it means you have Torah. It means you can educate children. You have this capacity. It means you are honest in business. All these 6 questions don't need to be asked anymore because you have ma'or panim. It's so, I heard Harav Stein telling such a beautiful story about Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He is the grandson of the Rabbi Mibrisk. He lived in Switzerland. He was sitting at 12 o'clock at night, midnight, learning Torah with a few of his Talmidim. Suddenly his wife gets in and she says, a woman that waited for a baby for 8 years, her baby now is in a big danger. Please, she says that you will daven for her. He stops the Gemara, he opens the Tehillim and they say together, Shira Ma'alot Mima'amakim Krativa. Before they finish the chapter, she enters and she says, it's too late. The baby was born, lo alenu, not alive. And he starts looking in the phone book, all the hospital in Zurich, in Switzerland. He wants to go there. And she says, Lana, it's in the middle of the night, and what are you going to tell him when you see him? He says to her, I have no words to tell him. Be'emet, what can I tell? But you see, I have this shoulder that he can cry upon. He finds at 4 o'clock in the morning the hospital in Zurich. He comes there. They see from far away this Abba doesn't believe his eyes. Harav Soloveitchik with his Talmidim coming towards him. And he puts his head on his shoulder and he cries and he cries. And the Rav doesn't say a word. He's only Arev. He is only with him, me'urbav, with his sorrow, with his pain, with his hopes. Afterwards, this father calls him and tells him, you can't know how much courage you gave me to tell the news to my family in the morning. All the family waited, knew what happened? Is it a boy or a girl? And I had the koach from this shoulder you gave me to cry on. You can't understand how much people need to be heard, how much. Sometimes a couple comes to me and she speaks and I say, Imale, he's really bad, what am I going to tell her? And then he speaks and I say, wow, he suffers from her, really, what am I going to tell him? And they speak and speak and they don't even try to listen to what I have to say, they only say at the end, Toda rabba. Yemima, you helped us a lot. And I see so many times that all people need is someone that will listen to them, someone that will hear them. You know that the opposite of ma'or panim, an enlightened face, is the Facebook. Mamash. It's the mamash, the opposite. You don't see a face. You only... it's so cruel, this thing. It's so dangerous. But we don't have time to speak about it now. I want to speak of the minhagim of the day of the Hoshana Rabbah. The minhag is after midnight to say all of the Sefer Tehillim. If you are on a big group, you say it mechulak. It's a big, big sgula because David HaMelech is his day today. Like I said, to accept upon us to keep our mouth, you know, why didn't David HaMelech ever sleep? Why did he wake up at midnight? Lama? Chatzot laila akum lehodot lach. Every midnight he got up and said, Hashem, thank you. How can I sleep now? Why did he say thank you about?
One more day to live.
One more day to live is the Yofi. Lo. Why? Thank you that on this very hour, my grand-grandfather did not curse my grand-grand-grandmother. On the time of midnight, many years ago, Ruth comes to Boaz in the middle of the night. He feels something near his leg. He touches, he feels a hair of woman. And he wants to curse. Who is this woman coming to me in the middle of the night? And at the last minute, he blesses. Brucha at Lahashem biti. Every night, David HaMelech says, if my grandfather cursed my grandmother, I wouldn't have been here. They wouldn't be Mashiach in Am Yisrael. As a mazal. So when he doesn't sleep, he says, Hashem toda, that someone could control his mouth, not say bad words, chas v'shalom, curses, chas v'chalila. That's the time to make tshuva. Od, a big sgula of the chida is, Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Inya V'Dvaro. A big sgula is to say Nishmat Kol Chai tomorrow morning, and to say Bli Neder, I will say Nishmat Kol Chai next year on the day of Hoshana Rabbah. The Chida says it will give you, Bezrat Hashem, another year of life, because Nishmat Kol Chai is the power of saying Toda Rabbah Hashem. Thank you so much. I'm always asked the same question. Yemima, doesn't thank you contradict the term tefillah? Because tefillah is saying, I need, I want, I lack. And thank you is, wow, toda rabba. Ve'ilu finu male shira kayam. What's the answer? Does it contradict one another? Lama. If you are grateful, why do you ask for more? The answer is, to be grateful is to ask for more. If you don't ask for more, you are not really grateful. Your grandmother is a little bit kacha. She doesn't have her memory already. She makes a cake. She puts in it sand, salt, and the socks of your grandfather. And then she gives you and she says, eat. And you eat and say, Toda Safta. It was very good. And she says, you want some more? You say, lo, toda rabba, Safta. Your Ima makes a strudel. With cream, with... I don't know how you make strudel. A tasty one. You taste it, you say, why, Ima, toda, can I have more? The thing that shows that you are satisfied from what you have is to ask for more. Hashem, I love my children so much. But that's enough. Please, I can't anymore. Lo nachon. The truthful thank you is to say, Hashem, toda rabba for these children, I want more. Toda rabba for this husband, I want... No. That's really enough. Some little words about children. They admit we are used to think of children as a burden, as a... You know, that's the power of the Muslims. That's the power they have in their hands, their children. You know, David HaMelech says in Tehillim a horrible, cruel sentence. Bat Bavel HaShedudah Ashrei SheYochev VeNipetz Et Olalaich El HaSela. Horrible. You will see your babies, that's what he says to the enemy, your babies will be taken and
smashed into the rock.
Thank you. Nora, maze. And explains Rav Volbe, the rock is Kippat HaSela. What they have instead of our Kodesh Kodeshim, they have the dome of the rock, Lo Yodat Ma. And why do that? They have it? Because they have Olalim, so many children. And they have no calculations. Another one and another one and another one. And Hashem considers it as a zchut. And He says, and you, it's hard, it's difficult, especially after Sukkot. Imale, imale. So many bemet, it's a big nisayon Sukkot. And you have to be happy all the time. Aval, Hashem says, that's what I consider as the biggest zchut, is another child in Am Yisrael, mamash. We have the minhag to keep the aravot and to burn it in Srefat Chametz and Erev Pesach. You do it? It's a very well known minhag. To keep the aravot after they were beat and to burn them with a Srefat Chametz at Erev Pesach. We light a lot of candles to people that passed away on the day of Hoshana Rabbah as well. It's a big, big segula for Tchiyat HaMetim. You know that we turn around the Bamak in the Bet Knesset 7 times. These 7 hakafot are really putting all our enemies away from us. I think Am Yisrael was never in such a danger as we are this year. It's not a cannons, it's Hashem Yishmor. And the emet, we have to pray mamash and to daven for Am Yisrael to be arevim ze laze. The students that know me already, they know that at the end of my shiur we have 1 minute of silence, and we ask for everything, for Am Yisrael and for ourselves. And I always remind you of Gilad Shalit. I always tell you that I had many conversations with Aviva Shalit. At the beginning, when he was kidnapped, she used to take Tehillim to say Birkot HaShachar. And one day she came, she says, Yanim Adai, I don't want to hear of your... anymore, ani lo rotza lehitpalel. She is very happy when she hears that people prayed for him. She doesn't want. I remember I came back to my house so frustrated. I told my husband, Chaim, listen, it's the child that needs the most the tefillot of his ima, and she doesn't want to pray for him. Mazeh. And he told me, first of all, she prays in her own way, that's for sure. And second of all, Hashem gives us, the people of Emuna, He gives us this homework. We have to be arevim zelazel, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that also after 5 years, we still care for this boy. Right now, she's very, very, very suffering, Aviva. I cannot say why. It will be known, I guess, but it's be'emet too much. We have to pray for this Ima and for her suffering.
Aviva Bashenya.
Aviva Bashenya.
Yeah, her husband told me. And he already told who Noam Ben Yael, Vehi Aviva Bashenya.
For her, we have to pay Tkanya. A lot. And last word about this המקסימה הזאת, גברת סגל, that gathered us all here. You know that this is, one woman told me, מה זה? Men have to learn תיקון. Why do you take women out of their houses now? Because now we have a big thing at בנייני האומה also for women. And this is called what you do this evening, listening to שיעורים and being happy together. It's called תיקון גדול. What is תיקון גדול? In the Gemara, you know that every evening there was a big simcha in Bet HaMikdash, Simchat Bet HaShoeva. But women stood here in Ezrat Nashim, men stood here on the same level, and there was fright that it will, Chas V'Shalom, there will be Chosel Tzmiut. So, Chazal made a Tikkun Gadol. Why is it called Tikkun Gadol? You would think that a Tikkun would say, women, it's not Tzanua, you go home. Women are not supposed to come on Sukkot to be happy in Bet HaMikdash. Yera'e kol zechurcha. Only males, only the zcharim, go home. No, said Chachamim. Women have to gather also together and to be happy and to listen to Torah. So we make them a Ezrat Nashim. It was really mahapchani. איך אומרים מהפכני? Revolutionary. למה? Because the plan, the architecture of Bet HaMikdash was very, very precise. הכל בכתב מיד השם עלי הסכיל. דוד המלך got the architecture. He had no right to make Ezrat Nashim. It's not in the plan. And they do it. Why? Because women are entitled to gather as well during the Chagim and listen to Torah and be happy. Halvai that everyone that sits here, livriut, will have a happy year, a year of Geula, a year of Mashiach, a year of Refuah, Be'ezrat Hashem. I always say that the Hakafot are against all the Hakpaot, all the freezings, Be'ezrat Hashem, that Eretz Israel will be built more and more and more, Be'ezrat Hashem. And when I was at Harav Ovadia's house at Pesach, he told me, whenever you have a big crowd of women, at the end of your Hartza'a, you tell them, everyone, to ask for something. He says that when Hashem sees many women together, Rachamim are revealed, and he said that above our heads of the women, 500 skies are opened. 500 rekiim ptuchim. He told me the girls, the women of Am Yisrael, are called the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bat Yisrael, Bat in Hebrew means the black of the eye. Shomreni ke'ishon bat ayin. Hashem looks at you now and says to his angels, look, הנה העיניים שלי, they are my eyes. So it's a very, very big moment of tefillah. And he told me another thing, when it's very crowded, when you ask for something, she gets it as well. If you want a child, you will have as well. But I don't want that. That's the segula. So let's do it. 1 minute of tefillah. השעה הזאת שעת רחמים ועת רצון, פתקה טובה לכולם, ותודה רבה רבה.
Thank you so much.